Hello, my friends. I am so glad that you're here today wanting to learn more about how to pray. And let's just dive right straight into this. First off, I want to make sure that you're in a comfortable position, that everything is good for you, that you're not worried about something getting ready to happen. Oh, I got to watch for this. Make sure that your phones are turned off so you don't have for the next 11 minutes to just spend time with Jesus right now. Remember that the essence of this new way to pray using your right brain is focus and relaxation. And so every prayer session that we do will have this element of full body relaxation. And anytime that you're tense, all you need to do is remember to take that first really good deep breath. Remember that we control our mind with our body. And our mind also controls our body. It goes back and forth. So every time we take a really good deep breath, we find that our mind begins to slow down, to focus, and to produce even more powerful waves of electricity through our brain. So now we shall begin to fully relax our bodies. So take that good deep breath all the way in and think about the muscles in your feet, in your calves, and in your thighs, and just any tension that you might have in any part of your legs, just let that just go completely relaxed now. No tension, just completely slack. Very good. Another really good deep breath all the way in. And think about the muscles in your stomach and in your chest, and any tension that you might have in any part of your stomach or chest muscles, just let that just go completely relaxed now. No tension at all. Very good. Another really good deep breath all the way in. And think about the muscles in your hands and your forearms, your biceps and your shoulders, and any tension that you might have in any part of your arms. Just let that go completely slack now. Completely limp. No tension at all. Another really good deep breath all the way in. Think about the muscles in your neck. You may want to kind of roll your neck around a little bit. That's good. That's when we were kids, they always said to bow your head and close your eyes. When you bow your head, your neck relaxes. And when you close your eyes, the very back part of your brain in the occipital lobes begins to slow down because you're not giving it any visual information, producing these more powerful waves of electricity. Very good. Another really good deep breath all the way in. And think about the muscles in your jaws, around your cheeks, your lips, around your eyes, your forehead, and in your scalp, and just any tension you might have in any part of your facial muscles, just let that go completely relaxed now. Completely limp. No tension at all. Excellent. Another really good deep breath all the way in. I want you to scan from the very top of your body down through your head, your facial muscles, down through your neck, down your arms, down your chest, and your stomach. Down your thighs, your calves, and let any other tension just go all the way through the very bottom of your feet. And that's what we call going into our inside world. We turn our external world off. We put our body in a state of animation. Just relax now as we focus on Jesus. Now I want you to think about a time you were especially close to Jesus. It might have been at a retreat you were at. Maybe it was at a summer camp. It could have been at a special worship service that you were there. Maybe a choir special. You felt Jesus so close to you. Or it could have been a time when you were going through an extraordinary challenge and difficult opportunities. And during that time, Jesus just seemed so close to you. When you've got that time in your mind now, I want you just to nod your head. Very good. Now, for some of you, You may think that when you close your eyes, Tim, I don't really see anything. That's fine. Just describe what that situation looked like in words. And as you begin to describe the situation in words, your brain will generate these images. It's just the way the brain works. Take another really good deep breath all the way in. And I want you to imagine that you've got a volume knob. And this volume knob, as you turn it up, that situation that you're in, that relationship, it's just stronger and stronger right now. And you can begin to see that even more clearly right now. Very good. Now I want you to think about a picture of Jesus. When I was a child, there was always two that we had in our little kids' Bible. One of them was Jesus knocking on the door. And the other one was Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying by that big rock in the garden. But whatever your picture is that you think Jesus looks like, I want you to put that picture in your mind now. And again, if you don't see well in images, just describe what he looks like to you in words. And as you do that, your brain will begin to generate these pictures. Very good. When you've got a picture of Jesus in your mind, again, I want you to nod your head. Excellent. Now, as you look at Jesus, I want you to look him in the face. And as he looks back at you, he's giving you the same look of that friend you haven't seen in such a long time, and he's so glad to see you, and you can just see, he just comes over there and just gives you the biggest hug and just says, "Oh, it's great to be with you. I've missed you." Just waves of love coming from Jesus. As you look into his eyes, you can just see this total confirmation of how much he loves you coming from him, these waves of love. And have you got Jesus there, right now with you? I just want you to tell him, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my parents. Thank you for my home, my house. Thank you for my job. Just tell him, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want you to think about something that you're worried about right now. Usually that comes into one of three categories. It's a financial situation that you're worried about. It's a health problem, challenge that you're facing or someone you know is facing. Or it's a relationship issue. It's something that, you know, used to be so close to them, but there's always this friction now. When you've got that thing that you're worried about in your mind, again, I want you just to nod your head. Very good. This is the time to give that to Jesus. I don't know if you got the memo or not, but he's a lot smarter than us. Just give that to Jesus now. Just say, Jesus, I'm just so tired of worrying about this money stuff. I'm so tired of worrying about those test results or what's going to happen with that physical situation. Or what my friend in the hospital, I'm so tired of worrying about that, Lord. Or you know, I'm just so tired of worrying about this relationship issue at work or with that friend of mine. And just take this from me, Lord. Just take this and just deal with this. I don't want to worry about this anymore. I completely give that to you. Give that situation to Jesus now. Don't worry about that anymore. Just give it to him while he's so close to you right now. Just give it to him. Very good. Now I want you to think about a friend of yours that you know is not a Christian right now. And as you think about that person right now, I want you just to pray for him that he will ask you a question or she will ask you a question that sounds of a spiritual nature or that it sounds like a prayer request. And when that happens, when he or she asks you that question, that right there, the Holy Spirit will just remind you, that's exactly what we were praying for. That you will be given the exact words to say, exactly how to say it, in a loving, peaceful, and hopeful way to that person right now. Very good. Now I want you to imagine that we've had this time with Jesus. And every time we practice this, we get better and better at it as we develop a deeper and deeper relationship with Jesus. And every time we practice this prayer, every time our skill gets better. It is so awesome because we just thank you, Jesus, for loving us, for taking care of us, for being our friend, Lord, and for giving us the best day ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We appreciate it so much, Lord, and we look forward to being with you real soon. Amen.